episode 15 of the SMG podcast.
Un poquito de ventana para tu lindo caché, Juanito, el mecano, esta papeta de turco para que quieras el mejor. El mejor. Un poquito de ventana para tu lindo caché, Juanito, el mecano, esta papeta de turco para que quieras el mejor. El mejor. Ole, ole,
ole, ole,
cuatro ruedas del sol. Ole, ole,
ole, ole,
cuatro ruedas del sol. Ole, ole,
ole, ole,
cuatro ruedas del sol.
All right, guys, I'm this podcaster. I'm a little bit sick, so probably can't speak up as much. And again, I don't know where the hell Chisholm is. You know how he is. He's such an unreliable guy. So I'm going to do this episode as best as I can. I'll see who comes over. So we're going to start off with the news. And we're going to have our video game tune. And if Chisholm's going to be here, he's going to review Mega Man 9 for us, which I haven't played yet. But I heard it's a really good game, so stick around, guys. So let's get it started off here. So in the news, there's some pretty big video game news now. Like, it's a time of crisis, so to say, because the markets are going down. Yeah. Well, we don't live in Canada exactly, so can't really say, but in the U.S., there's a big friggin' economy crisis going on. And you would think that the video game industry is not affected. Wow, my voice is getting scratchy. Anyways, yeah. So, you wouldn't think that the video game industry isn't affected, but it actually is. In fact, the biggest ones, Activision, Blizzard, and Electronic Arts, and Ubisoft, they took a hit as well when the stock markets crashed. So, I hope the economy gets better. Like, I don't want to stray too far away from video game stuff, but it is affecting the video game industry, this big recession that's going on. So, I hope things turn out better. I mean, they did reject the $700 billion plan, which isn't a good idea, I think. I hope it gets better. Those greedy bastards. But anyways, enough about that stuff. Let's get back into the real video game news. Check this out here. EA, Electronic Arts, which has been known for a lot of controversy, has been sued. And you know why they've been sued? Because of spyware. Yes. So, for you guys who bought Spore, one of the biggest games to come out in the past while, you would have noticed that the installation, it installs like a digital rights management software, which pretty much tracks what you do on your computer. And this caused a lot of uproar in the video game community. Yeah, basically, if you installed it, it would pretty much track whatever you'd want to do. And even if you were to uninstall Spore, it would still be on your computer. So that already violates two California laws. And people are already suing EA for this. And it's a big thing. I wanted to get Spore, but now I kind of reconsider it, because I don't want EA to spy on my what I'm doing, you know. So, I don't know. I think this whole digital rights management is kind of crazy. Like, I think people should have a right what they want to do with their music or whatever they want to do with their video game. So, EA, you're out of luck. Next thing up, shut up. Alright. Next thing up is Fable 2 is coming out soon. It's golden, which means it's done. It's ready to be shipped out. I forget when exactly. Yes, it's coming out October 21st. I can't wait, because I love Fable. I mean, I didn't really own the game, but I played it at my friend's house a lot when I was back in, like, grade 8. And it was good times. I think this Fable should be good. And lastly, there's Ensemble had a project which they canceled, and it's rumored to be a Halo MMORPG, which would have been sick, because I am waiting for Halo Wars, which is pretty much a Halo RTS. But I guess this one got canceled. I'm looking at the screenshots right now, and it looks kind of weird. It doesn't look so Halo-ish. It looks more, looks pretty generic, if you know what I mean. So, On one hand, I'm kind of glad it got canceled since it didn't look too promising. But on the other hand, I guess an original idea is not out of the works. So that kind of sucks. So yeah, that's the video game industry news we got this week. Yeah, it's pretty. I know it's pretty like pessimistic. You know, stock markets are falling, games getting canceled, companies getting sued. But that's how this industry works. It's tough, you know. It's a rough industry, and for me, it's one that I'm glad I'm going to be getting into soon, because the video game industry is my life. Alright, guys, let's move on to the next section.
While we're trying to talk, we're just going to hear
it. Hey, look who's back.
Oh, who is back?
Why don't you tell them?
Yeah, DJ Chisholm.
Shit, where the hell have you been?
Man, you've been doing every episode fine.
Okay. So, what have you been up to in the video game related thing?
Oh, like, what news do I have for you guys?
Well, what have you been doing? Have you been playing any new games?
Well, I've been gone because of Xbox Live.
Yeah, actually, I forgot to mention this, that Xbox Live shut down for like a whole day. I forgot why. Why did they do that?
So they can prep for the update coming in November.
Yeah, but it's in November. Yeah, it looks like nothing has changed.
No, they're prepping for it.
Pretty good. Yeah. I haven't really looked at it because I don't really care. I hardly play Xbox Live now.
You went to the Fan Expo?
Yes, I did.
How was that?
I told you.
How was that? Told what you kind all of video about game it? Costumes did you see?
Told you all about it. I'll tell you off the record.
What kind of costumes did you see, though?
Who cares?
I care.
Shit. Jism, you had something to add?
Yeah, the news was earlier, and also, there's a press conference tonight.
Who's doing a press conference?
Who do you think?
I don't care.
Nintendo!
About what?
It's probably going to be about the new Wii Sports Resort, more casual stuff like Wii Music.
I'm kind of disappointed, because this whole holiday season Nintendo is going to have, it's going to be so garbage, because it's all casual games.
There's a big rumor going on.
Yeah, they kind of... Like, what the hell is coming out for
the
Wii?
The big rumor of the DS2 with camera support, and there's going to be a Pikmin 3 like,
that
to launch with
funny.
It.
That sounded funny, the DS2.
Yeah.
You want to say it here?
Or the DS 1.5, but basically, I'm going to take it as a Game Boy, like a Game Boy Color. Game Boy Color didn't have that many games, but it was also a new edition. That's what I take the DS2 as.
Was it going to be like Game Boy Micro, or it's like a little
No, it's
gonna,
it's probably going to be like it's going to be like Game Boy Color to Game Boy. How, like, there's been games that are exclusive for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's still compatible with the old
I
games.
Still like my DS Lite, though, so... Even
I don't know.
That's not
I don't know.
Big.
Pikmin may be able to...
I hope Nintendo Pikmin. Would... Yeah, I hope Nintendo will announce a new game, which is non-casual, because I really want to look forward to a game where Nintendo will make a non-casual game, like a pretty good game, because I have nothing... I'm not buying any games for the Wii all year now.
But what this new DS2 is also rumored to have is supposed to have SD card support, so like you can take your virtual console games over. It'd be like a hard drive, and you can take WiiWare games off of. And you can
so
play
you can
music,
play it on the DS?
Music and movies, like, without having illegal flash cards. And also Pokemon Snap.
Still doesn't
use
substitute.
The camera.
I'd rather have a game.
We'll wait till we see it. If it's true, we'll wait to see what news Nintendo brings us with.
You know what I heard? I heard Reggie, you know Reggie, right?
And there's also one more rumor of a...
Hey, get back to the topic.
Of a Wii game. Of a Wii game coming out.
A good
like
Wii?
Like Punch Out. Or
I hope so.
What did Reggie talk about now?
Because my wallet is so... It's going for the 360, because I'm waiting for Fable 2 and everything.
What
Maybe
about Reggie?
Halo
what
Wars.
About Reggie?
Reggie? Reggie? He, rejected Mother 3 to North America.
Oh, he's saying no Mother 3
punk.
For North America?
Yeah.
What a punk.
What is that, the one for Super Nintendo?
No, he should know.
No, that's the new one.
Oh, the new one that was for Game Boy Advance, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
And he rejected it.
Yeah, he's got to reject it.
Why?
What? The first one hasn't come out.
So?
Like the.
Neither did the first Fire Emblem.
Yeah, so.
So there you
first
go.
First Fire Emblem is coming out, though.
Yeah, but.
It is coming out.
So? No, but the new Fire Emblem came
well,
out before.
Maybe they have like a game with
a
all three of them on one.
Well, I think Reggie made a mistake here. He thinks the demographic here does not like Mother, but
no,
as you could tell, people do like the Mother series, aka from Brawl.
I think he's got a big plan where he's gonna combine all three games into one, and that's why he doesn't want to like cash out one game.
Well, what do you Yeah.
That could be possible.
I've been kind of thinking about Reggie. Has he done good for Nintendo? What do you think?
Their sales have been better. The games have been better from what it was.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think Nintendo... I don't think Reggie has done anything for Nintendo, but he has upped the image of Nintendo a lot better. Like, as soon as he came from that E3...
For Lunchbox.
2004 press conference, I think he made Nintendo's image a lot better. It went from the kitty to, everyone. Casual. So, not just kitty.
Not just kitty, like,
yeah,
grandma.
So, at least he did... Too. Yeah. I don't think he's done much for it, but... But yeah, it's I'd rather have him than somebody else, yeah, like so, George Harrison.
Yeah. So hopefully Nintendo's press conference tonight has some new stuff and non-casual stuff.
Yeah, we definitely need some non-casual stuff.
Or else 360 is getting my money for Guitar Hero 4.
Yep. Yes. Same for me.
You guys better get it.
I know. Yeah. So what have you been playing anything lately? That's what the whole question was.
I'm Canadian. I'm white, so I've been playing NHL 09.
Yeah. How does it compare to
the older games?
Well, you know what we should do? We should do an NHL 09 versus NHL 2K9.
Next week?
Yes, we should. I think that would be good. So we don't usually cover sports games as reviews, but we'll make this one an exception.
And what's happening next week?
I don't know. Let's focus on the start
of the NHL season is next week, so that's perfect.
Yeah, so we'll definitely have that for next week. NHL 09 versus NHL 2K9. But I gotta say, probably NHL 09 is the better game. From the reviews I've read so far, 2K9 is a pretty big disappointment.
Well, let's see how much of a disappointment it is.
Yeah, you'll get our review, our 2 cents of it.
If you've guys seen the ad where the guy puts the tattoos on the arm.
I have it.
You haven't seen... Oh, you don't watch TV, though.
No, I don't watch TV.
Yeah.
That's what YouTube's for.
But they make it like NHL 9 is too complicated, and it is. You'll see more about that next week.
This is like the first 2K sports game that I heard is inferior, because most 2K sports games are better than EA sports games. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, they got
like
cocky.
Especially with in basketball games. NBA Live is so bad now.
I don't know, NFL 2K was good back in the day.
Oh yeah, back in the day it was good, but then EA bought the exclusive license.
And then 2K was good back in the day for hockey as well.
Yeah,
and
so
baseball.
I guess, yeah, so Chisholm, I guess you weren't here when I read the news. Some pretty interesting stuff, you know, Spore, or EA's getting sued over the Spore, the spyware stuff. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, basically, if you install Spore, it installs this tracker kind of thing.
Yeah.
In your computer, and even if you uninstall Sport, it'll still be there. So they're getting sued over that.
What else was in the news?
Halo MMORPG possibly canceled.
What the hell? It was a Halo MMORPG?
Well, they don't know for sure if it was, but a project was canceled, and it looked like a Halo.
So what
MMO.
About Halo Wars from last week?
It was still
canceled?
No, it's not canceled.
You said it was shelved.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
You said it was on delay.
Look, you haven't been on the show for like how long, so how the hell would you know?
I've been on 11 episodes. How many episodes have you been on?
All of them.
You've only been on 14.
Yeah, I've been on all of them, because I'm the one who makes them.
Yeah, but I've been on 11
Okay,
episodes.
Anyways, okay, let's move on.
Alright, this sounds a little weird, but I'm going to be doing the trivia this time. And we got... Say your name.
Burner.
Burner, he's a return contestant. And the first question, you should automatically get, who is Mario's brother?
Luigi.
Okay, that's right.
Time it, remember.
Question two is, I am timing it. What is the game that combines Square Enix and Disney characters working together?
I know the name. Kingdom Hearts.
Yep, that's 2 out of 2. Sonic the Hedgehog's villain, Dr. Eggman, also goes by this name.
Dr. Robotnik.
Yep, that's 3 out of 3. Zombies are loose in Raccoon City in this game.
What?
Zombies are loose in Raccoon City in this game.
Resident Evil.
Number 5. That was correct, by the way. Who is Mario's green dinosaur friend?
Yoshi.
That's correct. Number 6. What does NES stand for?
Nintendo Entertainment System.
That's correct. Number 7. What was Sega's last console?
Dreamcast.
Okay, next question. That was correct. What? What game series stars Master Chief?
Well, Halo.
Who is the creator of... That's correct. Who is the creator of Mario, Donkey Kong, and the Legend of Zelda?
I don't know.
Come on.
I don't know that one.
It's them.
M?
It's them.
Don't know.
It was Miyamoto. That's
yeah. See, I didn't know that.
Out of 9. And the 10th question that I'm going to be asking, because you have lots of time, you finish this well before 2 minutes, let me think of it. Yeah, what new feature is the DS2 supposed to have?
Name one camera. Feature.
There you go. That's 9 out of 10. And he did pretty well.
He made up that last one.
He finished this well before 2 minutes. Okay, Roger told us that we gotta talk about something. So we're gonna talk about everyone's favorite game, Guitar Hero.
Everyone's favorite.
Yeah. And I'm gonna start off with a comment the creator said. He said that Guitar Hero 3 was too hard and he's gonna make Guitar Hero 4 easier. Do you think Guitar Hero 4 was too hard?
Guitar Hero 3? No.
Yeah, Guitar Hero 3.
It's learnable.
Yeah, so what do you like? Do you think it's kind of shitty that it's going to be easier?
Well, maybe. I don't know. If it has good songs, yeah, I'll let it go.
Yeah, so there's going to be Michael Jackson. Do you like Michael Jackson?
Who doesn't? Come on.
How about create your own song? Are you going to be creating your own songs?
Well, obviously. That's an awesome feature.
What's going to be the first song you're going to create?
I don't know. I have not decided.
It's gotta be The Legend of Zelda.
It'll be a Nintendo theme for sure. Yeah.
Big Blue.
Big Blue indeed.
Big Blue.
Pokemon.
Pokemon theme. No, Rick Roll.
Rick Roll.
Rick Roll, man. Yeah, so you've played. What was the first Guitar Hero you've ever played?
It was 2, a long time ago.
Didn't I show you Guitar Hero 1?
And were you alienated
by the feedback then?
I don't know.
Were you alienated by the difficulty of Guitar Hero 2?
Oh, no, that was back in the
ARF
days, so you didn't play it.
Were you alienated by the difficulty?
Not really.
Because it does have a steep learning curve to start off.
Yeah, but I was playing on easy.
And you're like, oh, I don't like this game. That's what I said when I first played it. And then you play it more, and just like everyone else, they're a sucker for this game. And then you're playing too much.
You got a point.
Until they play expert, and their fingers bleed.
My fingers are bleeding indeed.
And there's something really, really wrong. For some reason, when girls keep playing, they get better.
It's same with 6-year-olds.
When girls play, they get better. It's like, it's crazy. Roger would know this. Like, look how slow his fingers go. It's because girls' fingers are used to doing lots of stuff.
8-year-olds are good at it. Whoa! I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, I have to make these jokes. It's my job. It's my job to get the mature audience to listen.
Which is a good job.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's not a good job. It's like, if someone hears me from the podcast, like, hey, it's that guy.
I know that guy.
Who makes the weird comments?
You'll never be the same on the bus.
I know, I'll never be the same. So I hope this podcast never gets too popular. Even though we already have 51 people attached to our Facebook group. That's good job, guys. When we get to 60... I'm going to feel like... No, 64. You have to have 64.
Yeah, 64.
I'm going to feel good about
Nintendo
myself.
Nintendo 64!
I feel really good about myself. And yeah, Guitar Hero 4 comes out October 26th. I believe it's on a Tuesday. And it's coming out for the Wii, the PS2, the 360, and the PS3. And there's going to be Guitar Hero Decades for the DS.
Oh, Guitar Hero 4.
Guitar Hero 4, yeah. Guitar Hero World Tour. And it's going to have downloadable content. It's going to have drums, microphone, regular guitar, and obviously second player can be bass.
What's going to be different between the new one for DS than the one that's
the
out?
The new one for DS and the one that's already out for DS? Nothing new.
Nothing new?
Just
new songs?
Yeah, it's kind of bad. They should include online. There's no reason not to. Already over 50 games on the DS have online.
Raj is over there playing Guitar Hero.
He's playing Guitar Hero. He's not strumming that loud. That means he's not that good. I'm just kidding, he's way better than me. But he got beat by a girl last time I came to his house.
Oh.
When we had Guitar Hero Trivia with Sarah, or Pickle, she beat Roger. It was a pretty sad day. It was a bad day, yeah, and she's going to review Spore. According to Roger, she's going to review
Spore. Aaron loves that game.
And this other guy named Aaron that likes games. No, he doesn't like games. He doesn't like games, but he likes Spore.
Explore,
so that's going to be an interesting review, and later today is going to be a review of Mega Man 9. What do you feel about Mega Man 9 before I go on to that review later?
Mega Man 9? Oh, it's awesome.
Have you played it or just watched me
play it? I played it.
You played it now?
Yeah.
And how many Robot Masters have you beaten?
I only faced one. I didn't play for very long. I had to go.
That sucks.
Yeah, but it was rushed.
It should not be rushed.
And it was still good.
It's a good game.
No, but it was still good, though.
It's a good game. I'd say it's the best Mega Man. Except the stupid shop should not even exist.
Yeah. Well, except for some of the bonus, like, only stuff that maybe that changed your color. I don't know.
Like, why do they... The worst is you can buy a costume
for... Hey, save that for the review.
You could... Yeah. Yeah. I'll save it for the review. Roger's telling me to save it for the review.
You've been shut down.
I've been shut down.
Anyways, I actually overheard what they were talking about. Yeah. I've actually had Guitar Hero since it first came out, because I saw the good review on GameSpot. It got 9.0. I'm like, wow. What's this game all about? It's like, this game called Guitar Hero got 9.0 on GameSpot? Okay, I have to buy this game. This game looks so fun. And when I bought it, I was like, holy shit, this game is so good.
I don't know about GameSpot anymore. 10 for Grand Theft Auto 4, and I've never even played it.
Yeah, you haven't played it yet. And once you do, you'll agree.
It's a waste of purchase.
Why?
It's a waste of purchase.
Tell me why.
I got bored of it. The game starts off way too dark.
Well, maybe the game's not for you. Maybe. Yeah, but that's Wait, how old are you again? You're 18,
that's
right?
I played Grand Theft Auto 3, and it was fun. San Andreas was bad.
If you like Grand Theft Auto 3, then you'll definitely love Grand Theft Auto 4. Maybe you're just not giving it a chance.
Yeah, because Halo 3 is that great.
Yeah. Trust me, get off the Halo 3.
No, Halo 3 is good, though.
Get off the Halo 3 and play some Grand Theft Auto 4.
I was re-listening to episode 1, and I remembered Halo 3 got a 9. I gave it a 9. I'd give it a 10 right now. It's that good.
I wouldn't change my score.
I want to change my score.
I wouldn't.
I want to.
It's not a perfect 10. I mean, we'll look at that another time. Yeah, so, I guess Jason, I guess I don't remember showing you Guitar Hero 3. It was way... Or Guitar Hero 1, sorry.
A long time ago.
Yeah. It was back when I was, like, in high school.
Robert was there, I remember.
Yeah.
He kept burning his hand.
Oh, no, that was even way before that.
It was way before that.
It was like when you were in grade 11. That was when it first came out. Yeah, and I had Aaron over and stuff, who was one of my friends. And he came over and he liked the game as well.
The guy that doesn't
this
like
was
the game.
This was way before the whole Guitar Hero series started to get mainstream. It was still an underground. Yeah, it milked. I think around Guitar Hero 2 it started to get really popular. Imagine how nice that would be. All right, yo. We're going to move on to the next section, which is Name That
Video Game Tune.
And this one, this track right here, is pretty good. Listen.
Who's the girl next door living in the haunted mansion? She knows the darkest spells and she brews the meanest potions.
You might be the ingredient I seek.
Don't let yourself be fooled by her innocent demeanor.
You'd better be afraid of the great
Ashley. She doesn't play with dolls and she never combs her hair.
Who has time for girly things like that?
Alright, so what do we have now? That was a good song.
That was Ashley's theme. From Super Smash Bros. Brawl, that edition.
Yeah.
Since you wanted it, that was your theme.
It's a good song.
It's a bit annoying. When I first heard it, it was kind of, what the hell?
I know.
They had that in WarioWare.
They screwed up the voice. And the original has much, it has more of an emo voice. The voice is too, like, preppy.
Really?
For what Ashley is. You've seen what Ashley looks
too
like,
emo?
Right?
No, I don't know.
And she's emo. And she's supposed to sound emo. But she sounds like a prep in that song, so it's kind of messed up the song.
Yeah, I never really played WarioWare, but I need to play it since I heard it's a really good game.
It's a decent game. It's not a really good game. It's a decent game. It's a really good party game, like Mario Party. It's like Mario Party, but better.
It has the second highest rating
for
a Wii game. 9.0.
Well, this picture Mario Party, but better, because you don't have to worry about a stupid game board. That's basically what it is.
Or the element of luck, like we talked about before.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. WarioWare is pretty fun.
Alright.
But not the price they're selling it for right now.
Probably not.
Not for $50. It's a short game.
$50? What the fuck?
For $30, yeah.
$50. That's
a ripoff.
Yeah, I hate how games start off at $50. They just start off as $30, never go down, never go up.
We should do a topic. Ow. Do video games cost too much? We should do a topic like that.
Next week.
Yeah.
We have to limit our shows. You can't get them all at once.
Yeah. Can't give them out like candy to a baby, you know what I mean?
Babies like candy?
Oh, yeah, they girls. Do. Yeah, okay. Alright, it's the moment you've been waiting for. Video game review. And this week we are reviewing a game that has been taking years and years of waiting. People have been waiting for this game. Do you want to name that game?
It's not Mega Man and Bass.
What is it?
It's Mega Man 9!
Yeah! Mega Man 9!
Yes!
Finally, the series has returned to its original roots. Forget Mega Man X, Mega Man this,
yeah, like
Mega Man then. This is back to the original, just simple.
Back to the original. Like, plain and simple. If they were to make a Super Mario Bros. 4, that's what this would be.
Technically, there hasn't been a Super Mario 4.
Nah,
it's called Super Mario World.
Super Mario World is too much different, though.
Super Mario World.
New Super Mario Brothers is like.
Okay. I'm gonna type up on Wikipedia Super Mario Brothers 4. Let me see if it comes up.
Oh, there is a Super Mario Brothers 4.
Let's see.
There is a Super Mario Brothers.
Keep 4. Talking while I type it up.
It's like for the Game Boy, but it's a hack. It's not real.
Ah, look what you get. You get Super Mario World.
Ah, no, that's some guy did that. Some guy did that, yo. No.
It is.
No, I don't respect that.
Okay, anyways. Yeah. I count it.
Like, look at that. That's the start of Nintendo's kitty image. Look how colorful that stupid box art is.
Yoshi's
I guess not.
Mario.
Yeah. But anyways, let's get back on topic. So, Mega Man 9.
Wait. You put Super Mario Brothers. You put Super Mario 4. You have to put Super Mario Brothers 4.
Okay.
You have to put Super Mario Brothers 4. That's why it worked. You didn't put Super Mario Brothers 4.
No, I'm trying 5. See if it comes Super Mario 64.
No, put Super Mario Brothers 4.
Yeah, it comes up there, see? It works.
Yo, that's hack. You hacked it.
Why would I hack it? I could care less. But anyways, let's get back onto the topic. Mega Man 9. Is this the game we've been all... Was it worth the wait?
Yes. I've only played five
Yes?
Minutes.
Hell yes?
Yeah, the music.
Oh, yeah, it sucked.
Music and no stupid flying powers like in Mega Man 6.
That wasn't that bad.
No, it was bad.
To tell you the truth, I don't really play Mega Man games. Like, my friend, Ilbis, he bought me Mega Man Anniversary Collection for the GameCube, and that's how I really got started into it.
Mega Man 2 is the best.
Are you joking?
I'm not joking. That's probably the only games I played for Mega Man.
So you played Mega Man 2. This is basically Mega Man 2, but better.
Yeah, I say Mega Man 2 was the best one.
If I want to do a really short review, I would say Mega Man 2, but better.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, but...
I didn't mind 7 and 8. 7 and 8 was different.
A quick rundown of the game is basically why...
Okay, after we're done this podcast, we have to play Anniversary Collection. Now I want to play it again.
I can give you Mega Man 9. I have it in my bag right now.
Yeah, okay, we can play that after. Wait, how can you give it to me? It's in it for the virtual console?
Yeah. You know.
Really? I don't know.
Kind of black market thing.
Oh, come on now.
It's kind of black market. You don't have to tell the listeners. They know you can hack games.
I don't. I don't know how to hack games.
They know.
I just buy them. Because I have a job.
I have two jobs.
Okay, let's get...
I don't need to buy games. Okay, let's start off with the rundown of the game. Mega Man 9.
Okay, so, basically, is it like the same thing as the original Mega Man games? You get your 8 bosses... And then you have to strategically find out which boss you want to face first.
This one is actually story amputated, or whatever you want. However you say that word, I don't care.
Story.
Dr. Wily turns Dr. Light evil, and then now all of them are called Dr. L's robots. All of them have Dr. L for all his robots. And there's 8 robot masters, and there's an addition of a girl robot master called Splash Woman.
First girl ever.
Yep.
I never really cared about the story. I just wanted to play about the game.
If you go to 4chan or whatever, you'll see lots of pictures of Splash Woman.
Don't do that, Roger.
Don't do that.
Roger. I'll do it after. But anyways, so yeah, is it, like I said, is it basically the same structure?
It's the same structure, but this one has more what the moments.
Really?
Okay,
let's get things started here. Okay, we'll talk about the gameplay first.
The WTF moments will make you love this game, no.
Really?
Yeah.
No,
so it's a lot of surprise elements?
Yeah, there is.
Okay, that's pretty good. There's no charge?
There's charge.
Well, there is charge. If you pay $200 or 200 points,
you can buy it
to be Proto Man. Proto Man could slide and Proto Man could charge a shot. But, like all dumb games, Proto Man, he has a disadvantage. If he gets hit, he'll get knocked back. And no one likes knockbacks in video games.
But Mega Man gets knocked back, too.
Yeah, no, but he gets farther and longer
I actually read the GameSpot review. I heard you had to purchase a lot of stuff to get power-ups, which is kind of a rip-off.
It's basically, you're getting what you're getting. You don't have to pay for the extra content. It's optional.
You know, all this stuff's optional. But you want to. They could have put it in the game. Yeah.
It's kind of a letdown, but $10, you don't have to complain that much. If you really, really wanted this game, and you got it the first day, it's no problem for you.
Yeah. So let's talk about the gameplay. Like, is this, like, the exact same gameplay? Like, I haven't played this game, so I can't really...
Basically, Mega Man 2. Just imagine Mega Man 2.
So they haven't really...
And the weapons are actually more, like, better, though. So it's like a black hole.
Have you ever heard of the term Internet 2.0 or Web 2.0? You know what I mean? You know what you mean by that? Like, it's like an upgrade?
Yeah, basically, like,
does this feel like a Mega Man 2.0, or is this, like, the exact same thing? It's just another Mega Man game.
All Mega Man games feel the same, but only a little enhanced. Like, it's basically...
Does this feel, like, different from all the other Mega Mans, or does this feel exact?
Mega Man 1, 2, 3 are different, very, very small, just like that.
Oh, okay. So it feels like the exact same thing.
Barely different. Yes, so
it's okay, because
you're used to this if you play Mega Man games.
Yeah, okay, because I was looking at the screenshots, right? It looks the exact same thing.
Yeah.
As like,
yeah, but if you play Mega Man, which 1, is pretty 2, 3, cool. 4, 5, 6.
So I guess Capcom was going for the whole nostalgic value of this game.
But this game could never fit on an NES cartridge, so it has that much more color and more, like,
really?
AI.
Okay, well, let me take a look at the screenshots here. Okay, so... Let's take a look at Mega Man 9. Oops, not maps.
A map of Mega Man 9. Good job. That's Mega Man 7. That's Mega Man 9.
This? Yeah. Okay, it looks the exact.
That's the screen.
Oh. You know, I was reading the GameSpot review, and they told me they purposely put slowdown in it.
Yeah.
Just to make
it feel... There's an option to turn that off, though.
Just to make it feel...
Oh, that's what that was.
Just to make it feel...
There's an option flicker.
Yeah. Make it feel old. Yeah, it looks the exact same thing. Which is pretty
cool. Except if you see that color that's
in here. Is it still hard? Like,
if you see the color that's in here, the NES probably could not do that.
Is it still hard?
It's hard.
It's like any other Mega Man game. It's hard the first playthrough. After that, it's kind of...
I find Mega Man games to be hard. I only beat Mega Man 6.
And you get Rush 1.
1, 2, 3, 4, and 6.
You get Rush...
I beat 7. I almost beat 8.
Oh, yeah, I beat 7 and 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get Rush 1 and you get Rush 2.
I could beat 2. I got stuck on, like, the boss levels. They were too hard.
This is the hardest one to date, if you do not cheat and use cheat E-tanks.
Yeah.
This is the hardest one to date, by far.
Okay, so it plays the same. It looks the same.
The music is actually better, though.
Okay, we'll talk about the music later. Let's talk about the graphics. They look the exact same thing, right?
That's all you need to say, basically. Just play any other Mega Man game. Mega Man 2.
So it looks...
This game plays like Mega Man 2. Like, I don't have to say anything different. Just the weapons are the best in the series, though.
Cool.
Like, they're not like overpowering weapons like the Metal Blade.
Are they different weapons? Are they all?
Yeah, they're
weapons?
All they're all completely different. Some of them are brand new weapons, like the black hole where you can control the black hole and things actually get sucked into the black hole. Like any enemy coming at you will get sucked into it. And there's a bead that grabs things for you. Like if it's in a faraway place, it'll grab a free life.
Oh, it's like the gravity gun in Half-Life.
Yeah. So like new weapons, but some of them are the exact same. Like. There's a Plug Man, it's exactly the same as, Metal Blade. Some of them are exactly the same as old weapons.
Oh, okay. I see. Alright, so you wanted to talk about
Just like Mega Man, you can... Magma Man in the first one. Magma Man is the same as Fireman in number two as well.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Charge.
So
it's Heatman in number two.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay, so you wanted to talk about the music. Go ahead.
Yeah, the music is basically Mega Man 2, but better. More rehanced for the future. Of today, more technically.
Really?
Yeah.
So it doesn't sound 8-bit?
Well, it does sound 8-bit. It sounds better, though.
Okay.
Like, it sounds like they actually really, really tried hard to make this really good.
To make it, yeah.
Sound effects, it's basically an old game, but it's just better music.
They're just using the hardware.
Yeah, they're using the same exact technology.
But they have a lot more experience now, like 20 years.
And, like, look at that background.
So, 20 years experience. So
that's pretty good.
The music's pretty good. Probably, I'm assuming. I would have to listen to it.
Yeah. For $10, this is a great
game. Yeah, the music back then, it was amazing for Mega Man, I'd have to say. Especially, like, Bubble Man. With that, it really sounds annoying with the 8-bit sound, but you could tell it was composed really... It was well done
and composition. I have to say, this game has the most replay value of any Mega Man game because of the achievements.
Some of them are impossible to get. You want to tell the audience about the achievements, since I know Wii doesn't specifically have achievements. So it's like, are the achievements inside the game? Or
yeah,
are they like,
yeah, they're just like for you to say, oh, I did this and I did that, basically. Some of the achievements are complete ass. Like, do not get hit once
in the whole game.
Beat the whole stage without getting hit once.
The whole game.
Or some of them are, don't kill a single bad guy.
Yeah, you know what? I could see like
some of the achievements are like so ridiculous.
That's what achievements are.
No. These achievements, if they're on the Xbox 360 version and you actually could get an achievement point for it, you have to be a god to do it. If you have
people
that achievement,
can do it. People can do
will
it.
Bow down to you and suck you off if you can do these achievements.
Probably. I wouldn't.
Because I would.
People cheat.
I would if they did it.
People can cheat, you know.
No, you can't cheat on Xbox Live.
That's what you think.
I haven't seen it.
That's what you think. I read an article before, like, about how somebody spent, like, his whole time trying to get achievement points, only to get topped by people who cheated to get achievement points. So, it's not impossible, but it's just very difficult.
I don't really like the concept of achievement points anyways. Like, they're just there. Like, they should allow you, like, if you get, like, 100 achievement points or 1,000 achievement points, you get, like, one Microsoft point even.
Then people would cheat then. People would definitely cheat.
Yeah.
Just to get that Microsoft point.
Yeah, uncheatable. Because the Wii is uncheatable right now.
Really?
Right now the Wii is uncheatable. There's no cheating device for the Wii because of the way it's manufactured, how it's a slot loading device.
I heard if you use the GameCube architecture, you could do it. If you use the GameCube.
Well, right now
you can't use the Wii, but you can use the GameCube. If you use a GameCube disc.
The only way to cheat for Wii games is if you actually create the cheat into the game and then put the game in with a mod Wii. Like,
yeah.
Some people cheat.
Okay, but we're getting off topic here. Let's get back into Mega Man. Okay,
so the replay value, where I was getting at, because of the achievements, and because this game is actually pretty fun to beat the second time, just so you can get that
achievement. This is a game you can play over and over again.
This is a game you can keep playing.
So if I beat the boss, like, once... Once
you want to do it again and do it properly.
Are the levels fun?
And there is actually high scores.
Are the levels fun though?
Yep.
Yeah. Like, I know some like Mega Man 4. It was like the levels were like impossible to play, so I didn't want to play them again.
No, these levels are really fun, except maybe two of them. Just like any Mega Man game, some of them you don't want to do, but that's why they have Time Attack mode. Time Attack mode where you can get like, let's say you want to Splash Woman, you're really good at that stage. You want to go to that stage and get the highest ranking. Like, right, I got 5 seconds away from the highest ranking on Splash Woman stage, and I'm like, oh, shit. And I keep playing it again and again. Until one day, I get a high ranking. And I'm surprised. They allowed my guy to be named Douchebag.
Okay. Cool. So, if you were to say, just be on a neutral side, if rent or buy?
That really, really depends on if you've played Mega Man in the past. If you liked Mega Man 2...
If you like Mega Man 2, then you would definitely buy this game.
Even if you didn't, rent it. Rent,
if you're,
rent
I guess,
this game
what if you're,
for what it is, for what it is, making like more classics instead of all these new crap, you have to buy this game just to support Capcom.
Just to support like arcade games in general.
Yeah, retro. You have to buy this game. This
retro games.
To support their effort. It's not like they rushed this. It's actually a great game.
Yeah, I think they spent a lot of time doing it. I guess if you're, like, a casual... Yeah, I'd probably rent it, too.
I'd still get it. If you're a casual, I'd still get it. You gotta support them.
Yeah.
And it's actually a simple game for casuals, because you can just buy unlimited E-Tanks.
Yeah, I remember
E-Tanks.
This
game allows you to buy E-Tanks and buy, like, M's. So you can just cheat like that if you're a casual.
And buy Beats.
Yeah, so it's for everyone.
That's good. Okay, so... I guess we pretty much touched based on everything.
What are you going to give it over?
I don't know. I haven't played it, so I can't really give a score. So it's all you.
It's all me? 10 out of 10.
Yes.
I think that's bullshit.
No, that's not bullshit.
You're
bullshit. That's not bullshit. It's the best in the series.
Okay, but
There's absolutely no way to make this better.
Some levels are repetitive.
No.
You got to buy... You gotta buy stuff to get extras?
Well, it's $10. It's already a deal in itself.
No, I mean, you gotta buy upgrades.
No, this game actually deserves... Even at $20, what game just came out this week? For the Wii.
I don't know.
Wario Land Shake. That game is basically 2D, and they're charging you $50 for it. It's basically an enhanced Super Nintendo game, and they're charging you $50. This game's $10, and you have the option to buy more things, which will make it like $20.
Hmm. But you said it. Better. But you said it doesn't appeal to everybody, right? If Mega Man doesn't appeal to everybody.
Hey, no, this game can actually appeal because you can actually buy unlimited.
Okay, games. Yeah. Well, it's your score, man. I can't. I'm not gonna argue.
10 deserves it. There's no reason to argue. This is a 10 game.
Yeah, I'm a little more careful giving 10, but if that's what you really think, then
this is my first perfect game.
Didn't you give Soul Calibur 2 a 10, or something like that?
I gave it like a 9.
You give away 10s like crazy.
No, I gave it a 9,
or something like that.
Well, let's review a shitty game then. You want to review a shitty game?
Name me one shitty Nintendo game.
That's really easy.
Deadly Ounce.
That wasn't made by Nintendo.
Mario Party.
What's one shitty game we can review?
Really quickly?
Pokemon.
Pokemon what?
Pokemon. Oh, yeah. Evolution.
That is good.
That's a shitty game. We'll save it. That will get below 5.
We'll save that for next week.
We need a really shitty game. Not next week. Next week after, because we got hockey coming up.
Yeah.
Next week.
Okay. That's true. So, there you go, guys. That's Mega Man 9. The 2D is back for the 21st century. And Chisholm's giving it a perfect. It's coming back. It's coming with a bang, too.
It's the best game that we've ever reviewed on this show.
Really? Well, for
what
you.
What do you think your favorite game was that you've reviewed?
I don't know. That's a really hard question to say. I don't really have a favorite game since there's a lot of games I really like.
Well, if you were deserted on an island, you could only play one game.
You have to let me think about that.
I already decided.
I haven't decided yet.
Mega Man 9, man. I gotta get that achievement where don't get hit once. I'd keep playing until I get the achievement.
I'd have to see. Alright, guys. So that wraps up this episode. If you want to contact us, you can do so by emailing us at smgcanada@gmail.com. Any last words, Chisholm?
This is the longest podcast because I'm here. That's why it's long.
Yes. And we will see you next week.